prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and this is our first show back since we went on vacation.
Yes, and it's good to be back on the air.
Yes, it is, isn't it? We missed it, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, we enjoy doing this, and we're lucky to have this as a job. Anyway, we went to Alaska, for those of you who don't know. I get a lot of emails from people saying the RSS feed hasn't been updated in, you know, a week since July 2nd. And I'm thinking they must not have been listening to the show because we talked about going on vacation, you know.
Right. And then we posted a bunch of photos on Facebook of the amazing experience in Alaska.
Everybody needs to go to Alaska. Don't you agree?
I think that everyone needs to go just once to experience it.
Yeah. Yes. It's really the last frontier in the United States.
Yes, we went via cruise ship, and one thing that I learned while we were there is that there are only three towns in Alaska that are accessible via land. The rest of them that you can drive to. The rest of them you have to get to from air or from water.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is cool,
and from land, the way to go from land is not necessarily a car, but instead dog sled. we actually went dog sledding on the Mendenhall Glacier, which is the largest actively growing glacier, still growing glacier in Canada. In Alaska.
Did we ever get lucky? The weather was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I wore a t-shirt.
Like in Ketchikan, which was one of our stops, not where we did the dog sledding, but they get 12 feet of rain a year.
Right.
And someone said that there's only 5 days a year that it doesn't rain there.
And it didn't rain while we were there.
It was 73 and beautiful the day we were there.
Yeah, it was really nice. When we went to, when we were in Juneau, which was our first stop off the cruise ship, we got to talk about the cruise ship too. the first stop off the cruise ship, which by the way, the only way to go to Alaska is by cruise ship. I'm not a cruise person.
Neither am I.
We'll talk about that later. But if you're going to go to Alaska, you got to take the cruise because everything's accessible from water. And cruising in and out is really cool. But anyway, when we got to Juneau.
And make sure you have a balcony. You have to have a balcony to see everything.
Yeah.
It's otherwise, so beautiful.
You're in a closet that shakes side to side. when we got into Juneau, we took a helicopter to the Mendenhall Glacier, which is a summer camp for sled dogs. Because these dogs need to exercise every day. They need to pull heavy things every day. So their owners send them in the summer to this camp where they had about 250 dogs.
These dogs were so excited to pull the sleds. Yeah. I mean, they were beside themselves because we were the first tour that day. They were beside themselves when they knew that it was time to get hooked up to their sleds.
Yeah.
They were so excited. And these dogs are just, they're so strong, you can just tell. One of the dogs on our sled ran the Iditarod, which is 1,000 miles.
Right.
And he finished.
Well, but here's the other thing. It's 1,000 miles in 60 below zero Fahrenheit weather. Think about this. The dogs are running. They're breathing. Okay. They're aspirating 60 degree below zero. That's amazing to me that they don't just freeze and die.
Well, they sleep under the snow as a blanket.
Yeah.
They do put little padding on their paws to keep them from cracking.
Right. Little booties.
Little booties.
But these dogs are amazing athletes. In the dog kingdom, these are Olympic athletes. These are it.
Well, and so we did the helicopter tour, and the little helicopter pilot was great. I was a little nervous.
He was flirting with Elisa.
He was very handsome.
He was a young blonde-haired guy from Florida who relocated. His name was Mike, right?
Mike Cook.
Yeah, he looked like the blonde-haired guy in Starsky and Hutch kind of, but he had curlier hair. He was really handsome, muscular, real fit-looking, probably about 29 years old. And he's like, Elisa goes, oh, I've never been on a snowmobile before. And he goes, you haven't? And I could tell that, like, if I wasn't there, he was going to say, well, if you come back later, I'll take you on a snowmobile or something like that. And then there was a couple of interchanges that went back and forth, and you could tell that he was flirting with her, and it was really cute. I wasn't offended.
He told me I should take my jacket off in the helicopter because I'd get warm.
Yeah, yeah. And then when she took her jacket off, all the guys in the helicopter got warm. But anyway, so when we got there, they landed. We get off, and the dogs immediately start howling and jumping up in the air because they want to start pulling. We got on one of these sleds. They pulled us the equivalent of about 3 miles around the glacier, uphill. I felt bad for these dogs. The guy goes, no, don't feel bad for them. They love this. They love doing this.
It was exhilarating being on that sled. It was just a magical experience. And then what I was going to say earlier is he took us on a helicopter tour, and we saw like ravines, and we saw treetops with a huge eagle nest in it.
Yeah.
And there were eagles flying around everywhere. It was just surreal.
Yeah. And it was like a Discovery Channel moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you were there, actually involved.
You were in the moment.
Yeah, yeah, it was very, very cool. So that was one of the things we did. Another notable thing that we did that was very memorable, and I posted this video up on my Facebook wall for those of you who are friends of mine, is we took the White Pass Yukon Railroad, which is an over 100-year-old railroad that takes, back in the day, gold miners would travel between Canada and Alaska on this railroad. This railroad runs up the side of a mountain, literally the side of a mountain. I mean, when we were on the mountain itself, when you stuck your head out the window, you saw 3,000 feet straight down. There was no easement. It wasn't like if the train rolled over to the left, it would land on the ground. No, if the train rolled over to the left, it goes straight down the ravine.
And it took us from Skagway, Alaska into Canada, up 3,000 feet into the Yukon.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I'd like to mention, which surprised me, is that Skagway only has a population from 2014, the population was 1,012 people.
Yeah, I know.
I think they said that only 10% of the land in Alaska has people on it. Is occupied,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. What a deal. You know, we bought Alaska from Russia for $7 million.
I know. What year was that?
I don't know.
1959, I think.
I think it was 59.
It was 1959, $7.2 million or $7.9.
In fact, those of you who remember, and they talked about this that from school, Alaska was called Stewart's Folly because President Stewart was the one who wanted to buy Alaska, and they said, this is ridiculous. What do you want this barren land covered with snow for? This is before they knew there was oil there.
And Russia was using it for fur.
Right.
They were using it to get fur, and once they thought that they had gotten all the fur that they could get,
they didn't want it
anymore.
Yeah.
So they sold it to the United States.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really actually turned out to be one of the best investments the country has ever made, and it turns out that President Stewart was not a fool for doing that, but it's amazing. It's really the last frontier. If you want to go back in time, just go to Alaska.
Then really quick, we did a cruise on the cruise ship through the Tracy Arm Fjord. And for you, those of you who don't know what a fjord is, it's a long, narrow inlet with steep sides or cliffs that have been created by glacial erosion.
Now keep in mind that the water in the fjord is 1,000 feet deep. It's not like some shallow.
There's
lake.
No shallow, nothing shallow there.
There's no shore, no shoreline. It's not like you can pull your boat up and get off and walk. It's mountains jutting straight out of the water. And these mountains are growing because of the tectonic plates that they sit on are still moving. These mountains are growing an average of a centimeter a year. They're getting taller. So it's still happening. But the water is 1,000 feet deep. The reason that glaciers are so dark blue, a lot of people joke and say it looks like Windex. The reason they're so blue is they get so cold and frozen so solid that they squeeze every minuscule bit of air out. And it is just pure 100% water and nothing else. No other particulate matter, no air, nothing. And it's so blue, it looks like it's made out of Windex.
And one thing I found interesting is I thought that when we got to the glacier from Juneau, I thought there was dirt. That wasn't dirt on the glacier. That was particles from the rocks.
As it breaks it down. As the glacier moves, it basically sand blasts the stone of the mountain. And they call
rock,
it...
It's spilt. Spilt.
No, silt.
Silt.
But they call it... Up there, they call it mountain flour.
Yes.
Because, like, it's flour, like, you know, wheat flour, but it's made out of mountains instead. They call it mountain flour.
Interesting. Very interesting. And one of our listeners asked on Facebook for us to compare our last beach trip to this Alaska trip. There's no comparison.
Well, you can't compare them. It's almost like saying... compare having a child with, you know, buying a house. You can't compare them.
Well, no, they're two totally different things.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is if you haven't experienced it, you have to at least once in your lifetime. It's something that I'll always remember. Going to the beach is just something that we do to relax.
And you could go to just about any beach and feel the same way. Lay in the sun, swim in the surf, you know, have a pina colada, boom, you're at the beach, right?
You're relaxing.
From the Carolinas to Mexico, you're on the beach. There's nothing like Alaska on the planet other than Alaska.
No, it was really inspiring. It was educational.
Yeah.
And then it was surreal at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what was really surreal, and we're still recovering from this. You don't think it's going to affect you. 2 hours of nighttime, 22 hours of daytime. Even though we took melatonin and went to sleep relatively early between 9 and 10 o'clock at night, it still doesn't matter because it gets sunny out at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It gets dark out at 11:30 at night. It's like you have basically 2.5 hours of nighttime and boom, it's light out again.
And being on the ship just was an experience. Lots of people eating.
that's really, and that's one of the things I don't like about the ship. So people get on the ship, immediately they start drinking and eating. As soon as they get on the ship, it's like it gives them license to overindulge.
We worked out almost every day. We did the sauna. We did the steam room. I mean, we tried to make it so that, and we didn't, I mean, there were days we didn't eat lunch. Because we didn't have time, we were on our
excursions.
So I mean, we did. Somebody asked me if I gained any weight, and I said no, maybe a pound.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, I know people who go on cruises and gain 15 pounds in a week."
And you asked me why do people go on cruises? I think people who like to overindulge love cruises because it gives you license to overindulge because everybody's doing it, no one's judging you. I mean, there was a guy. He had to be 5'6" and 300 pounds. He was an older man with gray hair. He had a pink polo shirt on when we first saw him in the elevator, and it had to be a quintuple X. It looked like a tent. We got on we boarded our ship at 1 o'clock. Boarding was from noon to two. We got on at 1 o'clock. He apparently got on at 12. He got on the elevator and joked. He was already drunk. And he now knows every bartender on the ship.
And he was proud of that.
He was proud of it. I mean, people get on these cruise ships with one intention, and that is to overindulge in food and booze, and that's it.
Just one more story before we go to break. There was a guy, we were at the coffee shop at like 9 or 10 in the morning, and he was ordering tequila shots.
Yeah. Yeah, the coffee shop served alcohol on the ship, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the bar was too far away for you to walk, you walk over to the coffee shop, and you can get... out, you get a Long Island iced tea, whatever you want, a martini, whatever.
But it was a great experience, and I'm so glad we did it.
Yeah, I am too. Now we're recovering from it. It'll take us a good week for our circadian rhythm to get back to normal. And I think that neither one of us really appreciated the effects of that. Would you agree with that?
I do agree.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more. This is Casual Friday. Welcome back from Alaska.
We got a lot of news to catch up on.
Yeah, lots happened while we were gone. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Will Smith is with us here.
I like Will Smith.
I know, he's cool.
Okay, so while we were away, a few things happened that I'd like to talk about.
A few things? Everything.
Serena Williams wins the Wimbledon again.
She's an amazing athlete. She is just genetically gifted, hardworking, amazing athlete. There's nothing else you can say about her.
So she completed her second Serena Slam, her 6th Wimbledon title, and her 21st Grand Slam championship. She's become the oldest woman to win a title in the Open era. I think Steffi Graf has won 22 Grand Slams. So she's coming up on
right.
Steffi Graf's tail here.
Right.
There was a tweet from someone saying with her, with Serena in a red dress saying that she looked like a guy. And then I think J.K. Rowling came back out and tweeted and said, my husband doesn't look like this in a dress.
Yeah.
And we looked at the picture. I think we were on the airplane and we looked at this.
She looked hot.
She looked good. I mean, did Carl said, look at her calves. I
look
mean,
look at her butt.
I know. She don't look like no guy.
No. And I'll tell you something. And then somebody said, someone posted the picture of her next to Caitlyn Jenner and said, they say Serena Williams looks like a guy, but they say that Caitlyn Jenner looks beautiful. And Caitlyn Jenner looks like Catwoman. I mean, she, I guess the appropriate thing is the she, looks like the Wildenstein woman who's had too much face surgery or something. I mean, she looks terrible. But I've always thought that Serena Williams was a beautiful woman. She just has, you know, she's an athlete.
She's muscular.
Athlete. Yeah, she's an athlete. She's a world-class, genetically gifted athlete that's exploited all of her genetic potential. But she is sexy looking,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, this is an example of what's going on in this country. You know, the drive to fit women into this either waifish look or this skinny fat look, and nothing else is acceptable.
Headline news, one size does not fit all.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so next I wanted to mention the U.S. women's soccer team wins the World Cup and receives their first ever ticker tape parade for a woman's team.
And you, when you read that, you said,
it's about damn time. Here's an interesting fact. The U.S. men's team has never won the World Cup. They came in third in 1930.
Wow. What are you guys waiting for?
The U.S. women's team won two out of four World Cups, one in 91 and one in 99. The other two matches, the women's team came in third. So.
The women's team, you know, women's sport, this is interesting to discuss on the heels of what we just talked about with Serena Williams. Women's sports don't get the credit that they deserve. Well, look at women's basketball. I mean, you're a big fan of the U of L's
women's basketball team.
A lot of times they perform better than the guys do, but they don't get any fanfare.
Well, they do get some. I mean, I think it's growing, but yeah. It's growing at a slow pace.
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you ever heard of Tiger Nuts? No.
Yeah, of course. I've heard of Tiger Nuts. I mean, all male tigers have them, and all female tigers want them.
No, not that kind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is, I guess, a new superfood.
You know, I want to talk about that statement, superfood, after we talk about this.
Okay, so they're slightly sweet, they're slightly chewy, and they're tubers. They're not nuts.
Oh, that's good.
They have a mild, earthy vanilla flavor, and they look like shriveled up chickpeas and come from northern Africa.
Yeah, because they come from old tigers. They're all shriveled up.
They're super high in resistant starch fiber, which has been getting a lot of buzz because
right.
Evidently there's some weight loss benefits.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second. If you bake your potatoes and
put them in the refrigerator
with some moisture in the baking process and then put them in the refrigerator overnight, more of it converts to digestive resistant starches, which means it's fiber. It's zero impact carbs, like people like to call it, but it's also very healthy for you. It has some effect on bone mineral uptake, cholesterol levels. I mean, it's just good for your gut and everything else. So, yeah.
Resistant starch passes through the stomach and small intestine without being digested, and it keeps your full longer. It may also reduce blood sugar spikes.
Yeah. Great stuff. So, Tiger Nuts. So
they contain 120 calories, 10 grams of fiber, 9 grams of naturally occurring sugars, tons of vitamins and minerals such as magnesium and iron, and 7 grams of fat, most of which is oleic acid.
That's what we love olive oil for.
Yes. So.
Any protein in them at all?
It does not say. I'm not sure about that. I would assume so because it doesn't say.
Yeah.
I did find a manufacturer of these, and hopefully we can try some.
Inspire
soon.
Them onto the show.
Yes.
So this term superfood, It's like hacking, right? The word hacking came from the computer industry when someone broke into your computer when you didn't want them to and made your computer do something that they wanted to, and hence the word hacking. The word hacking has become overused, biohacking and this hacking, and, you know, you can hack this, hack that. And the word has lost its meaning. Now, every time you turn around, someone is hacking something. The new word that is now undergoing overuse is superfood. Every time you turn around, something is being called a superfood. On the heels of this story, there's a new red seaweed that is supposed to taste like bacon and be high in protein and blah, 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 blah. And it's the new superfood. You know what superfoods are? Superfoods are foods of the olden times. And what I mean by that is modern foods are devoid of all the natural minerals and constituents that we expect to find in quote unquote food. So the rise of manufactured food, engineered foods, and food processing, which have produced foods devoid of any real nutrition and, quite frankly, packed with unhealthy stuff, have given rise to foods that are just natural, occurring in nature, being called superfoods. It's almost like in children's sports, every kid's a winner. Right? Oh, well, every kid's a winner. But meanwhile, they all suck at the sport. And then you have one kid who really is a winner. Oh, well, he's a prodigy. When back in the day, he would have just been a regular athlete. But because we call every kid an athlete now, then the kid who's an exceptional athlete is a prodigy when he just would have been an athlete.
But you do have to give them kudos for being out there on the field and trying.
Yes, but my point is these superfoods, 300 years ago, everything we ate was a superfood by today's standards.
Every time you say superfood, I think you're going to say superfly.
Superfly. I am. We actually have to take a break if we want to stay on the clock. What do you want to do?
That's fine.
All right, let's do this. We have another story we're to come right back with, too, that we didn't cover just now, right?
Yes, we do. It was a story that I somehow missed in the news. Where was I?
And it was actually a story that we just happened to rerun. That's a year-old story on Supreme Radio.
No, that's the wrong one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Different one.
All right. Well, another one we'll be talking. All right. Look, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice CanSeeMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I gotta plug a couple things real quick. Our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical, is giving away a free sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world. So much research on it. You can get a free sample if you go to superhumanradio.com. Down on the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner with Dr. Jeff's picture on it that says Ask the Scientist. Click that link and put the word Crealkaline, Crealkaline, in the subject line. Make sure you include your mailing address. If you don't include your mailing address and you don't get a sample, don't blame me. Because we can't mail it to you if we don't know where you live.
Don't blame me either.
Yeah, so check that out. Also, we have to plug two other people. Enter Health NutriCafe product is fantastic coffee product. Medicinal mushroom infused, organic, small batch, roasted. The best coffee in the world. If you drink coffee, you should be drinking NutriCafe. Because it's not only devoid of toxins, funguses, pesticides, and all that stuff, but it's infused with medicinal mushrooms. If you go to superhumanradio.com and look for the NutriCafe banner ad, and then, if you take vitamin E, because of the benefits purported for vitamin E, you're probably not getting the benefits that you expect. We did a great interview yesterday with Eric Potratz about vitamin E. And you can get the single best vitamin E on the planet by going to radio.palmfruit.deals. That's all you have to type in. It'll automatically transport you to a page 40% off a whole vitamin E, all the fractions of vitamin E found in nature in a single source right there. So check that out. Okay.
Okay. So the story I was talking about when I said I don't know how I missed the story, I guess back in February of this year, an organization called Healthy Stuff, they research toxic chemicals that are in everyday products. They teamed with Campaign for Healthier Solutions, and they released a report which found over 81% of the products tested from retailers like the Dollar Tree and the Dollar General Store had troubling levels of at least one hazardous chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there sometimes and buy things.
Is that because in order to meet the dollar price tag, they have to buy the cheapest stuff they can from China?
I'm assuming. I won't go there anymore, though.
Yeah.
The four stores that had products tested in the study were Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and 99 Cents Only. They have combined sales of over $36 million. I guess they try to profit from using cheaply made toxic items.
But some of the things, well, no, I guess Big Lots, you get name brand stuff at really cheap prices. But dollar store, I know, you're right. This stuff is, you ever smell their plastic bags? They smell funny.
Well, you know, I don't buy that kind of stuff there, but I have before, and it's inferior. You can tell that they're not the same products that you buy at Target or Walmart.
I buy sunglasses there, and then I put them on my face. Think about that.
So you shouldn't do that anymore.
But I break them so easily, I can't bear to spend more than a dollar on a pair of sunglasses.
Recent testing, from, since this article was from February, it's not so recent anymore, 164 dollar store products found that they're offering little extras, toxic chemicals such as BPAs, phthalates, metals, PVC, plastic, in over 81% of the products.
Amazing.
So.
Amazing.
Just, I mean, there's other ways to save. You can cut coupons and...
And quite frankly, there's a lot of things in dollar stores that aren't a dollar. We learned that the hard way when we were traveling one time, and Elisa forgot her toothbrush, so we drove to a dollar store.
Was all that was open, remember?
Yeah,
we were in Madison, Indiana.
Yeah.
And that was... Everything else was
we
closed.
We went into the dollar store, we're like, oh, we'll just buy a toothbrush for a dollar. We get to the checkout, the dollar toothbrush was $4.95.
Do you remember the clerk at the hotel gave me a toothbrush that was used?
Yeah, we told that story on the air. It was already used by somebody. We didn't figure it out until we looked in the car. It was like, oh, wait a minute.
Ew.
The toothpaste has been squeezed and this has been used. And then when we brought it back, the other girl goes, oh, yeah, the girl that works the night shift uses that. But thanks for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so anyway, be careful. Be careful. So the next one I wanted to talk about is laundry detergent pods are back in the news again.
And this is the one, we actually ran this story originally a year ago.
Didn't we have the green cleaning coach on?
Yes.
Leslie. And the green cleaning coach.
We just re-ran this show as a result of being on vacation July 2nd. Two children every hour potentially poisoned by this common household item. It was those laundry detergent pods.
Well, evidently, Consumer Reports is dropping their single-use packets from their list of recommended detergents because there's been so many issues with them. And that's why it's back in the news, is because Consumer Reports has dropped them. It's about daggone time.
There's a lot of good solutions here, but I think it's interesting that you pointed out when we were talking about this story that had this been a vitamin or a supplement or even a compounded drug from a compounding pharmacist,
the
FDA would have like shut everybody off.
Right.
They would have been like, shut them down, put them in jail. They just killed two kids. We got to shut them down. But in the meantime, the FDA hasn't done a damn thing. And this is a year-old problem now. It's older than a year. It's been going on for a long time.
In 2013, the U.S. Poison Control Centers logged 10,877 calls about children under age 6 who ingested, inhaled, or got detergent from the packets on their skin. In 2014, they counted 11,714 such calls. With 6,036 calls in the first half of 2015, the trend is going up.
So think about this, right? Like a supplement causes a couple people to get sick, and the FDA shuts that supplement company down, pulls everything from the shelves, puts people in jail, fines people. 11,000 calls in a year about children being exposed to these pods. They don't do nothing. They just sit on their hands. They're like, oh, you know, it's the parents' fault. They're going to say to themselves, oh, it's the parents' fault. You know what? They look like candy, these things. They got beautiful red and orange swirly colors on them.
And let's not forget about pets. Pets are also, I read another article about dogs and cats.
Eating them.
Dogs more so than cats. Cats tend to knock laundry detergent off and lick up the liquid.
Oh.
But the dogs are eating these pods
and
they're so concentrated that when they try to breathe, they can't breathe because of the foam.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And it's killing pets also.
So this most recent occurrence, two children died. Where is the FDA? Where is the FDA ordering that all this product be removed from shelves immediately and not sold until we find a solution? Where is the FDA on this? Oh, wait a minute. I know why. Because multi-billion dollar companies like Procter & Gamble own the FDA. The FDA is not going to do anything to piss them off. But sure, have a supplement make a couple people sick, have a compounding pharmacist have a death or two from a batch of something that went bad, everybody goes to jail, everybody gets shut down, everybody gets fined.
Okay, so P&G is among several U.S. manufacturers who recently announced more changes to the pods, including a bitter taste.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Making them harder to break. These changes are based on voluntary new standards. Voluntary,
yeah, right, voluntary
is the key word. Still under review in the U.S., but has been adopted in Europe.
See, voluntary. So the FDA, this is how the phone call goes with the supplement company who has three people who filed a complaint that they got sick from a supplement. We're shutting you down. Cease and desist. We have agents on their way. They're going to confiscate all your records. We're going to court on this. We're putting you in jail. All your product needs to be pulled from the shelf. That's how the phone call goes. Now, here's the phone call with the FDA to
P&G.
The P&G. Look, a couple more kids just died. Can you guys do something about this? Okay, thanks. Oh, yeah, I'll be there Saturday. We'll play golf. Okay, take care. Bye. I mean, that's the difference. That's the difference. And don't tell me that's not, because that is the difference.
So evidently, safety advocates have proposed adding individual wrappers for each packet.
That's a good idea. But
they're not going to do it. They at this point,
that costs too much money. So what's a couple kids? Maybe they weren't going to contribute to life anyway. So what's a couple kids?
So I read this horrible story about a baby. This one was from August of last year, or August of 2013. This little baby was in, him and his mother, they were in a battered women's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And they hand out the pods individually to women so they can do their own laundry.
Right.
So this mother had put her pod inside her laundry basket on top of her clothing, and the baby was asleep on the bed. And she went out in the hallway because someone had called her. So she went out to talk to this person. And when she came back in, the baby had woken up, gotten the pod, chewed it, and died.
That fast. There's got to be a solution. I don't know. I don't know that it's something bitter is going to be the answer, because the child has already bitten it.
They think it's candy because of the colors. I mean, can they make it a disgusting color?
Yeah, I make it opaque so you can't see what's in it. Make it black or brown or green or gray, but make it one color. And I mean, there's got to be a solution here. Flatten it out and make it wider. No, then it won't fit in the little door in the dishwasher. I don't know. There's got to be another way.
Yep. Okay, so while we're on the... Do we need to take a break?
We actually do. Do you want to take a break?
When we come back from the break, since we're on the subject of laundry,
mm-hmm.
why you should always wash new clothes before wearing them.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because sometimes dead bodies have worn them first? No? Okay. Stay tuned. We'll break back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic, we order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Welcome back. Okay, so why should I have to wash my clothes if I just bought them? They're brand new. Why do I have to wash them first?
Well, there's a couple different reasons why. I guess the ickiest clothing culprit is from being in the stores themselves. Dressing rooms are breeding grounds for bacteria, lice, and fungus. There are certain infectious diseases that can be passed on through the clothing. You don't know who's tried them on before you have.
Right.
And you don't know, somebody might have tried one piece of clothing on and put it back on the shelf and then could have had something that transferred to the piece of clothing next to it.
Right.
There's no...
Like bugs.
Well, I just said, yeah, lice.
Lice, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Just also... There are chemicals, harmful chemicals that can cause rashes and cause you to itch.
But aren't those chemicals resident in the dyes that aren't going to go away just because you wash them once?
Items are often stitched, dyed, and sent out from various countries, each with different chemical laws. Clothings contain common ingredients such as formaldehyde resin, and azoaniline dyes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about those?
No.
So, gosh, just be careful.
So just wash them first? Is washing them once enough, or do you have to wash them like a dozen times?
No, it just says just to wash before wearing them, which makes sense. And, you know, I went to a secondhand store one time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll buy anything from a secondhand store. I went in there, and it stunk. You know how, like, an old person's house smells like of old clothing and stuff.
Are you talking bad about my grandmother's house?
No, I'm sorry. No, but
my grandmother's house smelled like mothballs, and that was okay.
it didn't smell clean.
Funky.
It didn't smell clean.
And so I thought those secondhand stores were supposed to dry clean everything before they sold.
Well,
them.
I think most of them rely on the consumer to bring them in dry cleaned.
Yeah.
And they're not. So.
So in other words, if I'm like a drunkard bum living on the streets and I decide I want to sell these jeans I'm wearing that I pooped and peed in for a week. I just walk in and they give me a buck for them. They'll just put them right up on the rack and someone will buy them.
When we were in Seattle, we walked along the waterfront around Puget Sound.
Right.
And there were several homeless people there. And I think that Seattle has a high homelessness rate.
Yeah, like San Diego.
But anyway, so there was one guy and he was squatting down and he had his clothes on. And when he got back up,
and he was squatting down, ass to ankles. And we walked by him going towards our outward side of our walk. When we walked back, he was standing and he had his shirt off and his pants were all soaking wet.
Yes.
But just in the crotch.
Yes.
So he must have like squatted down and did his morning business. Like right there in his clothes.
I think so. And he looked young.
Yeah,
he wasn't an old
guy to be homeless. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to mention the FDA again. You know how we mentioned a few minutes ago about how they're not doing anything about these
the pods. Yeah.
Well, evidently, now keep in mind that the House Appropriations Committee recently scolded the FDA for implementing laws that were, let me just find this here. There was an amendment designed to fix a number of problematic regulations arising from Congress's Drug Quality and Security Act. The amendment would clarify provisions growing, allowing physicians to keep certain quantities of compounded drugs on hand in their office. So anyway, the FDA is trying to tell compound pharmacies what they can keep on hand in their bulk ingredients list.
And are they also doctor's offices are taking advantage of compounding pharmacies by having
one in their office.
Pharmacy in their office, which is basically just a storage chest of pre-compounded stuff like testosterone gel and so on. So I bet this is who it's going to affect more than anybody else.
So basically what I said a few minutes ago, that members of Congress have made it clear to the FDA that they're going too far in its compounding regulations.
Yeah.
But the FDA hasn't stopped.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're just like shooting the middle finger to Congress and going on about their way.
Right, because they have to protect the big pharmaceutical companies that feel threatened by doctors not because don't forget now, if a doctor has a quote-unquote relationship with a compounding pharmacist, and he has on hand estrogen pills and testosterone gel. Well, you're not going to go to Walgreens and get Androgel. He's going to write you a prescription and fill it in his office. Those are dollars that the pharmaceutical industry has taken out of their pocket. They look at it that way.
An FDF representative said that nutritional supplements will need to be on a pre-approved list in order to be compounded, and solicited nominations from the public for the bulk ingredients list.
So they're even wanting to do over-the-counter supplements that doctors are prescribing.
Yes.
But they're over-the-counter.
There you go again. The FDA will not stop until they control everything.
You know,
when it comes to supplements.
The FDA has been destroying, that should be their motto, destroying lives. When did they get started was it in the 20s or 30s? I can't remember when they got started. I'll look it up. But their motto should be destroying lives for the past, five decades, proudly. They're just, all they do is protect the pharmaceutical industry and the food manufacturers. That's all they do. I'm even tired of railing against them. You want to know the truth? Because nothing's going to change. So you have to find ways to work around them. That's all you can do.
Did you want to talk about green bananas?
Yes, so Adele Moussa has a blog post today at subversity.com showing, we're always talking about digestion-resistant starches, right? We were just talking about that as being a big important factor of this quote-unquote superfood. Well, green bananas, unripened bananas, instead of waiting them to turn yellow, are 40 to 50% digestive-resistant starch by volume.
So green bananas.
Green bananas. So they haven't developed into sugar yet. They're just fiber. You see? That's why the longer you wait and let bananas ripen, they get sweeter and sweeter. More of the starches turn to sugars. But if you get them while they're green.
And eat them while they're green. What about green apples?
I don't know about that. All I do know is that the companies are finding ways to make flour out of these green bananas, extracting the digestion-resistant starches to actually make flour. That's at subversity.com. That's his blog today. It's definitely worth reading. How about we take a break?
Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about women who shave and women who don't shave.
Oh, yeah. This is a good discussion. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
So there's a trend how women are growing. You know, in Europe, it's big to let your leg hair grow and your underhair grow, underarm hair. The Italian women used to do it back in the day.
So I guess I saw a couple of photos of women. I don't even recall where I saw them that aren't shaving. And it's a new trend. I saw it on some TV show that it's a new trend to not shave your legs and your arms right now.
And it hit the United States back in the day when burning your bra was popular. Women also stopped shaving their underarms. They were like, why do we have to do this? Men don't.
Well, I guess to each his own. In this case, I'm going to stick with what I know works for me. You know, being an active person, I don't think having hair under your arm is a good thing, but
it's stinky.
I know.
It promotes.
How come guys don't shave their underarms?
I do once in a while. It's a
pain. You do shave your body sometimes.
Yeah. I haven't been doing it lately, but I will get into it again at some point.
Yeah, you know, your face. Did you stop shaving while we were on vacation?
No, I just haven't shaved the past couple days.
Teasing. Yeah. Okay, so I guess the New York Times article reported last month that there are some celebrities who aren't shaving.
Let me guess.
Their faces.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who are shaving their faces.
Let me
I'm
guess.
Sorry.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Tracy
Anderson told her to do it.
Their names have been withheld. Mm-hmm. But evidently, if you...
I know one. I know one for sure. And you don't have to tell me her name. Caitlyn Jenner. She definitely shaves her face. Hi, I'm Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, so evidently when you shave your face, it not only removes the peach fuzz or any little dark hairs that women might get, it also exfoliates, which makes sense. I mean, when you shave your face, you exfoliate.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, in this article that I read, if for those of you that don't know, dermaplaning is a type of exfoliation that you can get in when you go see your esthetician, and they actually use a blade. It looks like a scalpel.
Yeah.
And they actually
scrape
go pretty deep. They scrape your skin. It exfoliates the top layer of your skin, and it also removes the peach fuzz.
And I said to you, how's that any different than shaving?
Well, this article says it's not the same. It's more about exfoliation than it is about shaving.
Yeah, you know why? Because dermaplaning, the blade is perpendicular to the surface of the skin, and in shaving, it's at an oblique angle that's more parallel to the surface of the skin. So it's doing more to cut the hair than to exfoliate. The other is doing more to exfoliate than to cut the hair. But I feel like it's potatoes. It's like you're still cutting the hair, so you're still going to have the same effect.
Well, for me, I have had dermaplaning done, mm-hmm. and I liked it. I don't like the little peach fuzz on my face.
But
and
see,
it
I
felt
got a,
good
I got,
afterwards.
So let me tell you what my father told me when I was young. He said, don't be in a hurry to shave. Because once you start shaving, the beard comes in thicker and thicker and thicker. So I would say to women, if you have a little peach fuzz and you get dermaplaned, your peach fuzz is going to come back thicker. You're going to need dermaplane again. And then it's going to come back thicker. And next thing you know, you're going to have facial hair.
Okay, so this says it's a myth that it will grow back darker and coarser.
My father will kick her ass. Who is that wrote that article?
Shaving has absolutely no effect on the rate of regrowth, the color, or the thickness of the hair. Although it may feel a little stubbly, the hair is not actually thicker at all. This is a dermatologist from the Washington Institute of Dermatologic Laser Surgery in Washington, D.C. So why have we been taught since puberty that
well,
it is the case?
But I'm gonna disagree on some logical approaches here, okay? Hair?
What? Let me just say this. What you are feeling is the blunt, shaved edge of the hair instead of a thin, pointed end that's
right.
The natural shape of a hair strand.
Right.
Other than chemical processes like when you get your hair colored or permed, nothing can damage or can change the specific hair texture you're born with other than sneaky hormones.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
My father will kick her ass. Who is she? My father was not wrong about that.
Okay, so if you
Carmine,
would...
Carmine, where are you, Carmine?
Carmine, happy birthday, Carmine.
Yes, the 15th was my dad's birthday. Happy birthday.
If you would like to try to shave your face, never use the same razor you use on your legs. Try a men's laser. They're developed.
Men's razor?
Razor. Did I say laser?
Laser.
Okay.
May the force be with you, Luke. take my laser and shave with it.
Try a men's razor because they're specifically developed for the face. This person who wrote this says it's her favorite is the Schick Hydro 5.
Right.
Isn't that what you use?
I use the 3.
Okay. It's designed to tackle tougher hair. They're extremely sharp and more durable, which means you'll decrease your chances of causing irritation in ingrown hairs. Just make sure to shave in the same direction as hair growth.
Right.
And limit the number of passes. Go slowly and carefully and don't use a dull razor.
That explains a lot because on occasion, without you knowing it, because you'll get mad at me.
You do not use my razor.
I've used your razor that you used to shave your underarms and your legs on my face, and it always nicks me.
Don't be using my razor, and don't use my soap either. You're not supposed to.
I not only use your soap, but I don't use a washcloth. I put the soap right in my butt. No, I'm only kidding. I don't use your soap.
You're disgusting.
Oh, man.
Okay, moving on. I'm going to buy new soap after the show.
No, I don't use your soap. I have my own soap. I have that green Castile soap that I use.
You'll be more prone to ingrowns. Shaving your face can have skin smoothing effects, but the friction and micro damage it imparts on the skin can cause pesky ingrown hairs.
Mm. I used to get those once in a while when I was
shaving young. In the same direction in which the hair grows will help prevent irritation. Wash gently with a washcloth and use your Clarisonic to keep ingrowns.
It says that? Use Clarisonic?
At bay. Yeah, I love my Clarisonic. Yeah. So.
I use my ultrasonic toothbrush on my face.
Okay, so Carl hides his toothbrush when we're in the hotel room because he's afraid that the maid
is going to put it in her butt. You know, you're laughing, right? So, I mean, I know it's an urban myth, but. This is how things happen, right? It's an urban myth that some couple went away on vacation and they thought that the maid was doing something weird that was cleaning their room. So they set up a camera and they found out that the toothbrush that they had been using every day, she was putting it in the crack of her butt because I guess they were really rude to her or something like that. And I thought, well, it's probably an urban myth. But now there's a 100,000 maids out there or housekeeping people who clean hotel rooms, and you just piss them off, and your toothbrush is sitting on the counter, and she's going to think, I'm just going to put it in the crack of my butt. I'll fix this idiot's wagon. And so now when we go, when we travel anywhere, I'm like, where's my toothbrush before we leave the room? I have to hide it because I don't want the maid to put it in her butt.
Or even the toilet, because I've seen videos where people are, even on a movie,
yeah,
I think,
they'll
put it
in
the toilet. Yes.
Okay, so we've actually done that. When I worked on the racetrack, me and my friend Al Fasano, we were staying in Saratoga, and an up-and-coming jockey, whose first name was Eddie and last name started with a K, we'll just leave it at that, he was really being a real jerk to us, and we were crashing in the back of his cabin one day on the lake in Saratoga, and he had this girl over, and he said, look, don't you guys come out. You stay back here. Don't come out because I got this girl coming over. And so we took his toothbrush and we cleaned the toilet with it and put it back. The next morning, he woke us up and he had the toothbrush in his mouth and he's brushing. He goes, come on, guys, come on, get up. You guys have to leave now. You have to leave. And I opened my eyes and I saw that toothbrush in his mouth and I just started laughing. It was so funny. So
that's terrible.
And hence why I feel like I got toothbrush butt karma that I can't leave it out when I travel now.
Yes, I agree. Before we go on the break, I just want to mention avocados and eggs in the morning for your breakfast.
We were talking about this.
We were talking about this with Alex because
yes.
I think when we saw, we did see Alex in Seattle, by the way.
We hung out with him
and his mom and met his dad. It was great. So there's just baked avocados with egg. Have you ever had that?
No,
I've tried it before.
I've had raw avocados that I've thrown in with scrambled eggs or had next to my fried eggs. Yeah.
Well, basically you just preheat the oven to 425 and you scoop out the inside of the avocado, leaving half Or
like
an inch,
egg
yeah,
in there.
Like, and then you put the, you crack the egg, you put it inside the half of the, avocado. So you've scooped some of the avocado meat out, but you've left some as well.
Right.
And then just enough room for your egg. You crack your egg, you put it in there, and you put it in the oven, which should be 425 degrees. You sprinkle a little sea salt or Himalayan salt and pepper on it, and you squeeze a half a lemon on it so that the avocado doesn't turn.
Right.
And you bake it for 10 minutes.
That sounds great.
Yes.
We should make that this weekend because you have company.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We should make it
Sunday
morning for breakfast. How's that sound?
That's a great idea.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Hide your toothbrush. I'm warning you. We'll be right back.
And don't buy it at the dollar store.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I like this song. Wait for it. Come on. Wait for it. I like the bass.
I feel like I'm at one of those, what do they call that?
A rave?
A rave, yes.
Yeah. Good music.
You want to talk about Brooks for a minute?
Yeah, so Brooks Kubik and I did a show yesterday postulating that some of us, through evolutionary selection pressure, aspire to lift heavy weights. It actually is part of our DNA. He did a great blog post, Does Our DNA Make Us Like Strength Training? That's getting a lot of response. If you go to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com, and click the blog post and chime in. I'd love to hear people's opinion of yesterday's show and his blog.
So, how about a date?
Will your boyfriend mind?
I want to talk about dates. So, since biblical times, dates were believed to possess profound healing properties. And I think that in the Quran...
Right.
Allah instructs the Virgin Mary to consume dates when she gives birth to Jesus. Dates are commonly referred to within the Islamic tradition as beneficial to pregnant women. Published in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in 2011, the effect of late pregnancy consumption of date fruit on labor and delivery. The results of the report were improved cervical dilation, less damage to membrane, more natural spontaneous labor, less drugs required, and shorter labor.
Wow.
It is concluded that the consumption of date fruit in the last 4 weeks before labor significantly reduced the need for induction and augmentation of labor and produced a more favorable but non-significant delivery outcome.
That's pretty cool. I think you know what's even more cool than that? And I've actually had this discussion with the guy who runs one of our favorite restaurants, Volare.
Yes.
You know, people think that the Muslim religion and the Quran is like the antithesis of Christianity, but it encompasses Christianity as well. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I know. The truth of the matter is people are not different. Governments are different. Okay. Go ahead.
So, anyway... I'm just reading this article, and it's talking about how food really is medicine.
Yeah.
And that gets lost in today's time.
But don't let the FDA know, because then we won't be able to eat food until it's been studied and sold to us by a pharmaceutical company.
It says they're talking about curcumin, for instance, which is only one of hundreds of biomolecules found in the spice turmeric.
Right.
Is capable of modulating over 2,000 genes simultaneously within a cancer cell line.
Yeah, and the best...
With a positive end result.
Well, and I was just reading a study, I was actually reading it when we were on vacation, that showed that both lymphoma and T lymphocytes, and a separate study that showed that... herpes, zoster, which is known as shingles, both respond favorably to ginger.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you're somebody who has shingles, try ginger. And if you're somebody who's worried about lymphoma, try ginger. I mean, these were clinical studies. These were not like, you know, something from some metaphysical place, you know, like, hey, I mean, this is real research out there. So food is medicine. There's no doubt about it.
One of the points of this article is that if you go by nutrition fact panels alone, you're bound to miss out on a number of healthy foods, including fruits like dates.
Well,
because if you look at the nutritional profile of a date, it has 19 grams of sugar in 1 ounce of dates.
Right.
So you're bound to stay away from those because of the sugar content.
Right.
But What you lose is that there's so many other things in this natural little gold mine.
I wonder if you bake them and then refrigerate them, if you can reduce some of the sugar to digestion-resistant starches. Alex, there's a job for you if you're listening. Okay, so which brings me to a question that I've been pondering lately, right, about the food labels, you know, that the FDA. So why does the FDA just consider sodium important?
Because evidently they think that it's the root cause
But do they think that, or does the pharmaceutical industry think that?
Or the medical industry.
Right. See, I've been thinking about this a lot because, you know, most of us are probably low in sodium, especially those of us who perform athletically a lot. And we're afraid of sodium. It's the only thing that's on that panel. Magnesium, chloride, potassium. Sometimes potassium is included. Chloride, potassium. You know, all these other... calcium, all these other minerals should be tracked as well. But the FDA thinks the only thing that is important is sodium. And that's because the pharmaceutical industry and the medical orthodoxy think only sodium is important. So who does that? What does that tell you about the FDA? They have no scientific input on what's good for you or not. They just parrot what they're told by their clients. And that's it. They're no different than the doctors who are influenced by the little pharmaceutical rep who goes in and says, here, prescribe this to your patients for this. I mean, it's really sad when you realize that they are the organization, the arm of our government that is making nutritional decisions. I mean, who said, you know, so here's an interesting fact.
And they don't have anything about, do they put, never mind, go ahead.
So. A nutritional panel for a 2,000 calorie a day diet says that you should consume 2,400 milligrams of sodium a day, right? So most people will look at table salt and go, oh, this is sodium. It has chloride in it too. Chloride is an important thing to have. Everybody thinks that salt is evil. Sodium chloride is evil. Your body needs it. It only becomes evil when it becomes out of balance with potassium and magnesium and all the other electrolytes in the body.
Well, so I'm looking at a food label right now, and it lists vitamin A, vitamin C, iron, and calcium.
Yeah.
But what about the magnesium?
What about the potassium? What about the chloride? Yeah. You know, and I know the Food and Drug Administration's response will be, well, we know that if people are eating a diet – varied and this and that, they're getting enough of these things. That's not true.
Okay. Right, so, evidently, some of this is a little bit late because we were on vacation.
Right.
So this is dated June 22nd. General Mills is dropping artificial colors and flavors from two of its cereals. It says from its cereals, but it's only two of them. A representative said that they're going to drop artificial colors and flavoring from Trix and Reese's Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently Trix has six colors in it, and they're only going to have four from now on because they can only find alternatives for red, orange, yellow, and purple.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't find an alternative for blue and green.
Well, how about not having blue and green as options?
Well, and then the other one is Reese's Puffs. And my thing is, why are people feeding this to their children anyway?
Would you feel guilty giving your child a Reese's cup for breakfast? If you do, then why are you giving them Reese's Puff cereal? Somehow that mitigates your guilt?
The company was able to come up with alternatives for red, orange, yellow, and purple Trix pieces. It was too difficult to find a natural alternative for blue and green.
So we eliminate just can't, blue and green.
We just can't find the vibrant color. So that's what they're doing. They're eliminating it.
Oh.
But what are they using in the first place? I mean, it's like, why would anyone feed this to their children?
Yeah. Well, that's the real question. That's, you know, once again, what's wrong with a parent who is feeding this kind of stuff to their kids?
They said that Lucky Charms has marshmallows and it's going to be longer and harder to reformulate. 90% of its cereals will have no artificial ingredients by the end of 2016, which I guess we could say kudos to them for trying, but what they're doing is they're just doing this because this is what the consumer is demanding.
Right.
They and shame on them for putting the ingredients that they've been putting in there, knowing that children are eating them.
All along. Well, but in the defense of Lucky Charms, they are magically delicious.
So I get newsletter from Marion Nessel, and I got one. Her news blog is Food Politics.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of a quote from The Onion. And we know that The Onion
is a spoof.
Right. Yeah. And her headline is, "Does General Mills get ideas from The Onion or vice versa?" So The Onion has a picture of Omni-Grain Cheerios, which is a General Mills, which is who we were just talking about. Yeah. And The Onion says, "New Omni-Grain Cheerios made with every existing grain on earth." So the real Cheerios, now General Mills is coming out with a new Cheerios, and they're claiming that it's Cheerios plus ancient grains.
So there's going to be spelt in it?
There's going to be
quinoa, spelt.
Quinoa,
and
spelt,
amaranth.
And kamut.
Oh, no.
Kamut wheat. Truth is stranger than satire, says Marion Nessel.
Yeah. And if anybody has taken the time, we had someone subscribe from our blog article list the other day. And
desubscribe.
What's that?
Did you say subscribe?
No, unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
And I'm baffled why anybody would unsubscribe. There are articles being published, written and published by Alex Leaf that are really will save people's lives. The one that I keep coming back to was the one he wrote in 2014 that shows that non-celiac gluten sensitivity does affect some people out there. You need to know if you're one of these people. I mean, there are people out there that seem to be able to get by with grains, and the ones that can't should not be eating these commercial grains at all. I mean, clearly, spelt, amaranth, and quinoa seem to be providing some real value in this discussion right now.
Do you know what kamut, K-A-M-U-T, wheat is?
No. It must be an old wheat. I mean, a wheat.
Ancient
that,
grain.
Yeah. And quite frankly, these grains are either devoid of or extremely, extremely low in gluten, which is why industry doesn't favor it, because it doesn't give dough that elasticity that they're looking for, that doughiness. But our blog posts, which are managed by Alex Leaf, who's our news director, are just priceless. There's so much great information in there. I mean, if you could only read one thing a day, read that. If you don't have time to tune into the show. Because a lot of times we interview the guests we get from people that are in articles that we publish. So, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. Anything goes, but don't
blink you my best. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Back. Britney Spears and Linkin Park. Where else can you hear mashups like this? Nowhere else but here.
So, this would not be Casual Friday if we did not talk about Monsanto.
That's true.
Since early June, Monsanto has been aggressively attempting to take over Syngenta, offering repeatedly to purchase its stock at a significant markup. If the deal goes through, Monsanto pledged to sell off Syngenta's seed business to lessen the chance of an antitrust lawsuit. Syngenta has bluntly rejected the offer, which amounts to around $45 billion,
wow,
repeatedly, despite some sweeteners from Monsanto, like a name change for the new company and a $2 billion payoff, if after the takeover EU or U.S. antitrust laws break it up, Syngenta has not budged.
This would make Monsanto the largest company in history. That's amazing. And then they'd control the world.
I think part of it is because Monsanto is being shut out of Europe, and Syngenta is a European company.
Sure it is.
A 2015 Harris Poll study of the reputation of corporations ranked Monsanto 97th out of 100. Halliburton and BP are both found to have better reputations.
That's scary. That's really scary.
This is the deal that would create the ultimate supervillain.
Yeah, they would run the world. They would own politicians in every continent. It would be terrible.
Regardless, Syngenta has shown no signs of accepting the current deal, stating that the offer is too low and that Monsanto is underestimating the regulatory hurdles the new company would have to go through.
No, Monsanto's not. Monsanto owns a lot of politicians already.
They don't care about hurdles. They'll get around them.
Yeah, forget about it. They'll just buy them too. I mean, come on. This is this plant. Have you ever seen? There was a movie with one of the Wilson brothers, Idiocracy. Everybody should watch the movie Idiocracy if you want to see what this country will become, what this world will become, if things like this actually happen. Idiocracy.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. You got to see it. Matter of fact, you and I have to watch it. I've seen it a few times. You and I have to watch it. You have to see it. It's a comedy, but it's not. It's actually, it's almost prophetic of what is going to happen to this world at the hands of a sinister company like Monsanto.
Did you want to talk about CNN?
Yeah, this was actually sent to me by a guy named Michael Z, who is a big fan of the show. He goes, here's an article for you to talk about on Casual Friday. He goes, when you interview sponsors on your show, the listeners are aware they are sponsors and not trying to hide it. In fact, that's a requirement. I tell the sponsors that we're going to say that this is a pimp job. We're telling the audience, look, we're pimping this product because it's a sponsor, but you make your own decision. CNN will now be introducing something called CNN Studio that's going to produce content for advertisers that will look like news stories. But they won't tell the audience that they're news stories, and it won't even have, in newspapers, like if you read The Inquirer, if they have something that looks like an article, but it has to say on the top, advertisement. So you can go, oh, wait, this is not a real article. Well, CNN is going to air these stories just like they're real breaking news. I mean, you can bet, we're talking about Monsanto. You know Monsanto is going to take advantage of that. You know, breaking story, Roundup actually cures cancer. You know, I mean, it's like, come on, give me a break.
So people are going to just think that that's news.
Yeah. So CNN, I've always thought that CNN was a very, very...
Is that legal? Can they do that?
I guess
that
so.
That to me doesn't seem like it would, I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like it's false advertising.
CNN is creating an in-house studio that will produce news-like content on behalf of advertisers, a move that reflects marketers' growing desire for articles and videos that feel like editorial work. What does that tell you?
Just what you said.
So the unsuspecting viewer is going to go, oh, wow, I'm going to try that. I'm going to spray Roundup on my kid's cereal in the morning. It says it's good for... I mean, this is an example... I think personally that CNN should lose its credentials as a legitimate media outlet because it's now going to be hard to interpret what is really news and what is really advertising. I mean, I'm very clear. Hey, this is Steve St. Clair from NutriCafe. Thanks for being a sponsor. Tell the audience about your product. I'm pimping this because I love this product. I mean, I'm very clear about it. I don't have them on and make like, oh... I don't know who this is. This is let's do a story and it happens to be about them. But CNN seems to think it's quite okay. They're beyond reproach, I guess, because they are the cable news network. They are CNN. This is an example of them leveraging their position to benefit their advertisers and fool the public, in my opinion. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yes.
I hope people turn them off.
I hope so, too. So... I know we've talked about microwaves on the show, and people thought that you were an aluminum-wearing cap wearer because you...
Well, in fact, I found this out when we were in Seattle, that before Adel Moussa actually became a friend of the show, he had heard the...
Microwave
show. Now, the guy I did have on was half full of baloney. I found out afterwards. Because I tried some of the experiments that he talked about, and it didn't work out. But Adele at that point in time made a decision that he was going to not, distance himself from the show because he felt that I had gotten it wrong with the promotion of this notion that microwaves are somehow unsafe. And I respect his opinion. I am not an authority on anything. I'm looking for the answers as well. And quite frankly, I'm quite moderate about microwaves now. I'm not a zealot. I use a microwave to make my baked potatoes sometimes. I mean, I'm not afraid of them.
Well, there's a study that just came out. The original article is on the American Heart Association website.
Oh, okay.
And I invited the authors on. I got a response, and they're going to come on after August 11th because they're on vacation right now, okay. One of them. She was really nice, by the way. Anyway, microwaves, when you reheat your leftovers in a plastic container.
Yeah. Now that's a bad idea. Go ahead.
It's causing
infusion.
DINP and DIDP levels in urine samples of children and adolescents from 6 to 19 years old.
Now, is DINP and D whatever, are those things that are found in the plastics?
Yes.
See, now this is something I stand firmly on. I would never warm anything up in a microwave. In fact, those bags of rice that you and I buy, that is, you're supposed to just throw it in the microwave.
Oh, we don't do that.
Yeah, we put it in a ceramic bowl and a paper plate on top and heat it up that way. I can't believe people who warm stuff up in plastic.
The study took into account diet, gender, race, age, income, and other factors that contribute to high blood pressure. A significant association was found between high blood pressure and DINP and DIDP levels in study participants. This is not a cause and effect relationship, but it suggests that phthalates may contribute to increasing blood pressure in adolescents and children.
So let me give you another example of something that's all the rage and trending out there that's probably doing the same thing. Keurig coffee. So you buy these individually.
Well, and not only that, there's millions of those little containers now everywhere, and they're polluting the earth.
Okay, but aside from that, right? So your coffee, it wasn't good enough to have to scoop the coffee out yourself and make yourself. You got to buy it in a... Oh, because I like French vanilla, but my husband likes hazelnut, so we can make our own coffee and enjoy it the way we want. And meanwhile, that plastic container, the boiling water is passing through it. You don't think that some of the components of the plastic are being leached into the water day after day every time you have that coffee? You're a fool if you don't think that. Now, in their defense, the Italian company that makes the espresso machines, their containers are aluminum. I don't know what's being leached. I mean, something could potentially be leached there, but it's not plastic. But I can't believe that people are like on board with this. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Why not just use a press or something like what is that little press that you use?
Yeah, a French press.
A French press.
Yeah, you can make one cup for me and one cup for you. What do? You have two French presses. I put my favorite coffee grinds in. Boom. You put yours in. Boom. We have our favorite coffee. No, that's quite hard. I'd rather go click, click, boom, and have it come out. It's so cool. And meanwhile, you're drinking the plastic at the same time.
It says here to avoid using plastic containers or plastic wraps when microwaving food. Avoid washing plastic containers in dishwashers as plasticizers could leak. And I have done that, and I need to stop that.
Well, okay, so now let's extend this discussion for a second.
Okay.
So for the people out there who say, you know, conventionally grown crops are okay, pesticides and herbicides are safe, we're talking about chemicals, folks, okay? In this discussion here, we're talking about plasticizers, which are chemicals used to produce plastics, leaching into the food, you consuming them, and them causing problems like high blood pressure and so on. How is that any different than chemicals sprayed directly on your food that you're then consuming? This is where I think to myself, are people really that stupid? There are people out there who don't get it. They think that eating conventionally grown food is okay. It's too expensive to do. Elise is looking at a coffee mug right now. That's aluminum.
It's aluminum, but the top is plastic. So when you sip the hot water through the top,
yes,
is it going to leak chemicals?
Some amount, possibly, yeah.
So you have to take the top off, Yes. It's a travel. It's a travel aluminum travel mug. It's all aluminum, but the top is hard plastic.
Yeah, they should make the top out of something else, aluminum with maybe like a glass insert.
Or just is it aluminum or stainless steel? Because if it's aluminum, is the aluminum going to?
Well, you got to draw the line.
On I know,
what, you
know, right?
I mean, look, plastics respond to heat by expanding and contracting. They give up some of their molecular makeup in the heat. But more importantly, if you're afraid of the plastic leaching into your food, then how can you eat food that you know has had chemicals sprayed directly on it, especially wheat-based products that aren't organic, which have had glyphosate sprayed on them the day before they were harvested? And then you're eating that. So my point is, organizations like the FDA and others have this disconnect. Well, oh, chemicals from plastic, they're dangerous, they're bad, don't consume them. Oh, the chemicals that we spray on food, nah, those are safe, the FDA said so.
Avoid plastic containers labeled 3, 6, and 7. These numbers usually appear inside the recycle symbol.
Yeah.
So stay tuned because the authors are going to come on sometime later in August. But I do use the microwave, but I never put plastic in it. So
no.
I hope Adele doesn't put plastic in his microwave.
No, I know he doesn't. He's not doing that. The microwave is not inherently dangerous, but the way microwaves work lend themselves to ways to be used that could make your food dangerous for you. You should always be cooking in a microwave-safe ceramic or glass vessel. The way to find out if it's microwave-safe, even if it says it is to put it in the microwave with nothing in it, make sure that it's dry already, and turn the microwave on for 30 seconds. If you take it out and it has any warmth to it at all, don't cook food in it. It should be just as cold as when you put it in. It should not react to the microwave. That's how you know if something's truly microwave safe. Now, plastic is the exclusion from that because while plastic may not get hot by putting it in the microwave by itself, the food gets hot. And where the food touches the plastic and it heats up, that is where the leaching of plasticizers occur.
Okay, one more thing before we go to break. There was a study last year out of Columbia University that found that prenatal exposure to phthalates and the compounds may cause the babies to develop a lower IQ.
And where's it coming from? Is it from the bottles that they're warming up in the microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, think about that.
These mothers. No, prenatal exposure to phthalates.
Oh, so the mom is getting exposed to
mm-hmm.
it. Well, and that lends itself to my discussion that I've had before, that the LGBT community is fighting for their rights based on we are born this way. And the religious right is saying, no, it's a choice. And even people in the middle are saying, no, it's a choice. And I say it's not. And what I'm saying is that when that baby is forming in the womb, at a critical time when sexual differentiation in the brain is occurring and that mother is exposing that fetus to phthalates, which are androgen blocking components, and xenoestrogens, which act like estrogen, and soy milk that she's drinking, that baby's brain is wiring itself somewhere in the middle of male and female sexuality preferences. So the reason we see this bumper crop of LGBT people isn't because they're more willing to come forth and talk about it. It's because we have more of them in on our planet today because during brain formation, their brains are being wired halfway in between. You can't be a man and say, you know, I think I'm going to try being gay for a while. It doesn't happen that way. You have to have the brain wiring to have that propensity in you. And I'm saying it's happening because of these chemicals that fetuses are being exposed to in the mother's womb. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin
by Rev Genetics today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So what's the last story we're going to talk about?
Well, there were two stories I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Colonial Americans drank roughly three times as much as Americans do now.
Yeah, I believe it. And I really think that this problem with alcohol started a long, long time ago. I mean, back in, you know.
So do you think the colonial Americans drank as much as the people on the cruise ship?
No. No.
So there was a physician. He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the early republic's most prominent physician. His name was Benjamin Rush. He declared serenity of mind, reputation, long life, and happiness if you have a small beer. Even a strong beer would be fine for things that bring cheerfulness, strength, and nourishment.
Yeah. He was also prescribing mercury for people who were having headaches at that time.
He had a pamphlet that came out in 1784, An Inquiry into the Effects of Ardent Spirits on the Human Mind and Body. And that's what he said in his pamphlet.
Yeah. And things like laudanum were used back then as well, which were tincture of opium. I mean, I can't take any advice about health from that group of people because we had already been co-opted and become unhealthy. I mean, everything from the original Egyptian dynasty forward, you know, we're rotting on the inside and the outside from our newfound desires, a penchant for sweets and alcohol and staying up late at night. And I'm reading a great book right now called Yorktown that you bought for me for my birthday. It's amazing. I mean, I can't stop reading it. It's about our early origins here. And, you know, little excerpts like this guy who had to ride, you know, 1,000 miles in 5 days. And he only stopped to have a small meal and a couple pitchers of beer. Like they, you know, it's like, are you kidding? You're an athlete and you're drinking beer to help you complete this process. This is this idiocy.
Well,
it was already happening back then.
You have to think about it. Heavy alcohol consumption was a way to stay hydrated.
Right, because they didn't want to drink water.
The water wasn't clean or accessible.
Right. Well, the water wasn't clean or accessible because where we chose to live and what we chose to do to the water close to where we live was stupid. We literally pooped and peed in our water and then we needed to drink it. Oh, we forgot about that. I mean, water was clearly accessible and healthy to drink for millions of years until the modern human, you know, industrializing and farming and everything else realized, oh, my God, we just crapped in our water. What do we do now? Oh, let's just drink beer.
So then I had one last article while we're talking about drinking water. Drinking too much water can be deadly, according to a new study. But you said you've done this show already.
This is why. These are the kind of studies that I think, you know, you wasted your money. We know
why
this
already. Why do they do these repeat
studies? Because there's scientists out there who are dying for a job and they want to get funded, so they have work to do.
Our major goal was to re-educate the public on the hazards of drinking beyond thirst during exercise.
A guy wrote a whole book on it.
Exercise-associated hyponatremia.
Yeah. Natremia, right.
And he wrote a book on it. And
We did an interview. I have baskets of books here. We did an interview, probably at the very bottom of one of these baskets, because it was years ago. A guy wrote a whole book about it. This pertains more to runners, distance runners, because two things happen. When you're running long distances, your kidneys start to embargo fluid because they can't. You're busy putting your body through the rigors of this really amazing exercise. You're running 23 miles today, and your kidneys literally stop doing their job to keep fluid in the body for this. Like it's like, hey, we don't want to make pee-pee right now. We have to run. So your kidneys embargo everything, and they just stop working. In the meantime, you're drinking water. And you're sweating out sodium from your sweat. So what ends up happening is these people push themselves into a point where blood levels of sodium drop so far that the electrical impulse of the heart is impaired and they just die. And it's called hyponatremia.
And there were deaths, 14 deaths, and it's just not marathon runners. It's marathon runners, football players, and other athletes.
Well, okay, anybody who's is doing something for an hour where they can't even rest for 5 minutes, you know, they're running and they're crashing and they're drinking large amounts of water and they're sweating out sodium, they cause an imbalance in electrolytes. But that's why Gatorade was created, because it was supposed to replenish electrolytes along with fluids. And quite frankly, runners and long-distance cyclists like Lance Armstrong, they drink water with salt in it. They'll consume as much as 24,000 milligrams of sodium during a race.
Well, that's better than Gatorade, because now Gatorade has so much crap in it, like artificial colors high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, look, even if you don't exercise, there was a woman in California who wanted to win an Xbox at Christmas time for her kids. The shock DJ in California had a contest. If you could come in and drink a gallon of water in like 20 minutes or a half hour, 15 minutes, whatever it was, you'd win an Xbox for your kid. So this poor mom who couldn't afford to buy an Xbox, she came into the studio and they put her off to the side while they were doing other things. And she drank a gallon of water in like 15 minutes. And she was so excited because she won the Xbox. But when she left the studio, she collapsed in the hallway and died of hyponatremia. Because the inrush of that level of water, and she probably already had electrolyte imbalances in her body from not eating right and whatever, caused sodium levels to drop so far that her heart stopped beating.
So here it says, because sodium is lost through sweat, perspiration, drinking a sports drink that contains sodium will help replace and balance out the increased water intake while reducing the chances of developing hyponatremia.
Right.
Well, so instead of a sports drink, why not just make your own?
Yes. And you know what? What's even better? To replace everything. Magnesium, potassium, chloride. This goes full circle to what I'm saying about, you know, why does the FDA just think sodium is the only thing we need to look at?
So the symptoms of EAH are lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea, puffiness, and weight gain during a physical activity.
Right. Right. And a lot of times they start urinating on themselves.
In severe cases, vomiting, headaches, confusion, agitation, delirium, seizures, and comas may occur.
Yeah. And there are runners who have crossed the line to a race and literally died shortly thereafter. Because of this condition. So, you know, again, and then keep that. Now, put that in the context of a society that's afraid of salt. So your doctor says, don't salt your food, eat low sodium diet, avoid sodium. And then you go out and you exercise every single day. You don't put any sodium back in your body. This has actually become something that of my interest for my own personal health. And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of the people in our audience probably strive to cut sodium out of their diet, and then they sweat every day and train hard every day, and a little at a time on a cellular level, they become depleted in sodium, and cells stop functioning properly. But it creeps up on you. It's not like you're going to go into a coma like these runners. It happens over time. So I think it's important to start salting your food if you exercise regularly. Don't be afraid of salt, because you're sweating it out. I think Adele Moussa did a blog post that said, in sweat, there's like 2,000 times more sodium than any other electrolyte being sweated out. So you got to replace the salt.
And you also need to, I guess, have your electrolytes checked.
Well, you probably can. I don't know. I guess you can have your electrolytes
checked.
Can you? Yeah, I know they check. When I go, I know magnesium and sodium are checked.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and calcium is checked. Yeah, so they do check those. I even think chloride. I think Dr. Andrew checks chloride too, believe it or not. Oh, there you go. That's a good point. And we can end the show on that note. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Well, this was a good casual Friday, wasn't it?
It was. I'm glad to be back.
And we will see everybody next week. We've got lots of great shows here at Supium Radio. Stay tuned.
Full week. Bye.